I had a question more about traditions, because your church is a little less traditional from my experience, and mm-hmm. Dakota's been there more than me. But I know that there's like this little clip in Rick and Morty where the dad is talking, and he's like, well, traditionally, you know, science fair projects are a father-son thing. And then Rick goes, well, scientifically, traditions are an idiot thing. So
that's a fairly good Rick.
When you look at churches who do like the stand up, sit down, rah, 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 recite mm-hmm. the saying, now we pray, now we don't. What do you think of them? Are traditions an idiot thing? How important are traditions?
No, you know, that's the hip cool thing to say in Christianese, you know, mm-hmm. we're not into traditions and all that, mm-hmm. but not all traditions are bad, right? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. A lot of traditions are there because they worked, right? They're if you find a teaching method that works, that becomes a tradition, right? And until it doesn't work, why get rid of it, you know? And as a matter of fact, like, that's one of the things we've been looking at, because we basically had none of the conventional traditions at our church. But over time, we've learned, okay, some of these are not so bad. And trying to look at, you know, is this a teaching tool, or is it just a thing that we all do mechanically without any thought behind it, mm-hmm. you know? Once a tradition becomes just that, just a tradition, and it's not serving another purpose, then get rid of it, mm-hmm. you know? I don't think it's traditions necessarily are for idiots. I think if they're serving their purpose, which is, you know, to reinforce things, to remind you of truths and, you know, take you to a deeper place with it, by all means, keep it up. But once it loses that, you've lost the point of it.
Yeah, it's funny because I was at a Catholic wedding, and I've never been to a Catholic anything. And they kept, like, reciting things that were memorized, and then we're standing up, sitting down, and, like, to me, I was like, I got a little frustrated because it did feel like exactly that. I felt like there was no meaning behind it, but not just no meaning or meaning, but also like I felt like there was judgment from other people that I didn't know it. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you guys are going to use this as like, now you're better than me because I don't know this. I'm like, this is so weird to me now. And like, it felt like this is the opposite of like what we're actually supposed to be doing here. Like, we're supposed to be deepening our connection with God. Mm-hmm. And right now it feels like you're using this as like a I know more than you kind of thing. And it felt very weird.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. You know, that's, like I said, that's the danger of traditions, I guess, or one of the dangers. It's funny, you know, like one of the early traditions of the church that still holds its place in our society today would be like the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in high school playing football, we said the Lord's Prayer before every game, and I, you know.
It's like the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah,
yeah, you say it.
And what's so hilarious about that one, it shows our desire to have rules and traditions, is if you were to read that passage in context, Jesus' disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray. And then he says, oh, okay. Well, when you pray, don't be like these people who use just vain repetition, right? In other words, don't just repeat memorized things,
mm-hmm.
but pray in this way. And so he's modeling like a style of prayer. And we went, right, repeat those words. It's the exact opposite of what he meant, right?
That is funny.
People gravitate toward order, mm-hmm. you know? And even if it's not the best thing for them, they're just looking for some kind of order in the chaos, right? That's why, you know, fascist leaders come into power. Everybody wants a strong man to just lead them,
mm-hmm.
Whether we admit it or not, right? We just want somebody to be in charge.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happens after, just at least somebody's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think a lot of traditions are that way. At least, okay, I know what to expect. This is the order things are going to go in.